So we still have the burden to continue the fellowship on service. This will just be a short, abbreviated fellowship. But brothers and sisters, I just wanted to come at this in the way of enjoying the ministry.
Amen.
Did you realize that we have a reading schedule for the ministry? We're in the life study of Numbers, and there is a reading schedule. So, because we know that the winter training will be on Numbers. So it's not too late to get started. We have a pace of 2 messages a week, which is actually not much. The life study of Numbers messages are actually fairly short. Each one is maybe less than 10 pages. It's 8 to 10 pages. And I just wanted to fellowship about service in this way because, brothers and sisters, I didn't see. Did you realize the word can be so living? The Lord can be so, the word can be so rich.
Amen.
If we could just open it up.
Amen.
There's been this burden that a lot of the brothers had recently is that we need to really enjoy the word. Amen. Not just read the word, but enjoy the word. And in the word, especially in the Old Testament, and we saw in Leviticus, all of these things are just types. They're just pictures.
Right.
And in Numbers, we see types and pictures. And honestly speaking, when I read Numbers, I got really bored. Just like reading Leviticus, I got bored. Let me give you this example. This is Numbers chapter 3, verse 39. And all who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of Jehovah, by their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 22,000. So what's the point? What's the point for numbering the Levites and giving us a number of 22,000? It seems kind of unnecessary. And then in verse 40, Jehovah said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward and take the number of their names. Okay, so now we're going to number all the firstborn males from a month old and upward. Why? So first we got a number of the Levites, 22,000. Now we have an explicit command to number the firstborn from a month old. And this is not the Levites, this is the rest of the children of Israel. And you shall take the Levites from me, I am Jehovah, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered, just as Jehovah commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males according to the number of names from a month old and upward of those who were numbered were 22,273. So why is this number important? It seems insignificant. So we got 2 numbers now. We got 22,000 for the Levites, right? Now we have the number of the firstborn males of the children of Israel, 22,273. Then Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am Jehovah. So, God's, if you remember in Egypt, the firstborn were saved because of the Passover. And he said, all the firstborn of the children of Israel shall be mine.
Amen.
Right? But then we see here, he's saying that all the Levites you shall take in place of the firstborn. The number of the children of Israel, the firstborn and upward, were a little bit more than the Levites. So then he had a provision for the extra, what was it? 273. So you shall take 5 shekels apiece per head, according to the shekel of the sanctuary you shall take them. You shall give the money by which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and to his sons. Okay, so The point here is that every single one was accounted for. And all of the children of Israel were replaced by the Levites. What does this mean? God is very specific here. And if you don't get the ministry, you have no idea what this means. I have no idea what this means. Do you have any idea what this means? Let me read to you the ministry and why this is so enjoyable. The Levites replaced the firstborn of Israel. Why is it necessary for the firstborn of Israel to be replaced or redeemed? At the time of the Passover in Egypt, all the firstborn were condemned. But unlike the firstborn of the Egyptians, the firstborn of Israel were not slain. Through the Passover, all the firstborn of Israel were redeemed, saved, and replaced. Because of this, in succeeding generations, all the firstborn males among the children of Israel were to be replaced by the Levites, the serving ones. Okay, now, that's the explanation. What is the application? What's the application? And this is what we can really apply to our experience. This replacing of the firstborn by the Levites, the serving one, indicates that everyone who has been redeemed, saved, and replaced must serve. Did you have any idea?
No.
Since today we have been redeemed, saved, and replaced, we must serve.
Amen.
So, and you know, I got into this not because of the word of service that we've been getting to, but because this was on our schedule.
Amen.
But this directly relates to our burden on service.
Amen.
Did you realize that in Numbers, the numbers are very significant. And in this number, it signifies that all of us need to serve.
Amen.
And all the numbers count.
Yes.
God is very specific. He counted every single one, and everyone had to be accounted for.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, all of us count.
Amen.
And we are here to serve.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that briefly. The brothers and sisters, the ministry, the word, first of all, the word is rich. But how can we get into the riches of the word if we don't understand it?
Right.
That's why we need the ministry.
Amen.
The ministry unveils to us here. Now, in Numbers chapter 3, where these verses are, another thing I wanted to share is that everything is in an order. All the service, the Levites, and actually the whole picture here is that there's the tabernacle in the midst of the children of Israel. And there are the 12 tribes of Israel. Three tribes, they're all surrounding north, or first east, west, north, and south. It's in all a good order. And it's a picture of God's people serving and protecting the testimony of God.
Amen.
It's actually a picture of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
If you look at the New Jerusalem, you'll see the 12 tribes on the 12 gates. They're surrounding the testimony of God.
Amen.
Did you realize that in Numbers we see a picture of the New Jerusalem?
Amen.
I didn't realize this. That's in the ministry, but it's in the Word.
Yeah.
Unlocked through the ministry.
Yeah.
Now the service here in Numbers is very organic. The Levites were appointed to serve, and they are actually all arranged by their families. You know, the families are very significant. You can't be hired. You have to be born.
Amen.
In the service, we cannot hire people. We have to be born.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, we are all born.
Amen.
With this life.
Amen.
We are all children of God.
Yeah.
We are all Levites and priests,
Amen.
Born and qualified to serve.
Amen.
Now with this life of service,
Amen.
Right, they're arranged by families.
Amen.
They weren't, so if you were born in a family, you had no choice. You had to serve in that function.
Amen.
And each of the Levite families had a specific function.
Right.
Some would take care of the boards. Some would take care of the furniture of the tabernacle. Some would take care of the coverings. They all had their particular function. And they were all done in the way of families.
Amen.
That means it was the way of life, not organization,
Amen.
But life.
Amen.
So in our serving, right, we can. This is all in Numbers chapter 3.
Amen.
But how do we see this if we don't have the ministry?
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even in Numbers, that we can see the Lord's burden for all of us to serve.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share, brothers and sisters, the word is so wonderful.
Amen.
But if we don't have the ministry, how can we enjoy the riches?
Amen.
So I would encourage you all to enjoy the word and the ministry.
Amen.
Right? And that's how we can really enter into the Lord's burden. The Lord has the burden today to raise us up, right? The burden that the brothers had for service isn't just a matter of getting things done, but it's a matter for us to grow in life.
Right.
Many times we emphasize life, but we don't emphasize the second part, which is service. Life and service go together.
Amen.
But in order to really get the burden, we must eat the word.
Amen.
And in order to eat the word, we must have it unlocked. That's in the ministry. So that's all I have. Brothers and sisters, we'll have more specific instructions and about how we can enter into the practical service. We'll have a sign-up sheet in the coming weeks. But remember, all the service is a function of life. Amen.